I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the arrival of the month of March, the madness begins. No, not on the basketball floor, but at the trout hatcheries across West Virginia. I'll explain when we return.
The Jake's Youth Program has taught me so much about the outdoors.
For a long time, I had never realized what conservation was.
I know I'm doing my part to help wildlife.
I love being a Jake.
Whether you hunt or not, the Jake's Program has something to offer for everyone who likes the outdoors.
Children hold the key to the outdoors and wildlife,
and the NWTF believes it too.
The next 3 months are a busy time of year for the West Virginia DNR's trout program. Since the first of the year, the hatchery staff has been stocking various waters around the state, but the ramps up significantly now that the month of March has arrived. The weekly waters start getting their regular deposits so far this year, despite the weather. Mike Shingleton, chief of Coldwater Fisheries, tells us they've been able to maintain a pretty good schedule.
The waters, Spruce Knob Lake and Upper Shavers Fork up in the Cheat Bridge area that we weren't able to stock in February because of icy, snowy road conditions. Very often we have difficulty stocking some streams like Williams and Cranberry, but we've been able to get those stocked so far this year.
While the trout have been stocked, that does not necessarily mean a lot of them are being caught.
It depends on the weather. On nice days, the you can drive along the streams that we've stocked, and there's quite a few people out fishing. On cold, windy, snowy days, you'll see some people braving the weather to fish, but a lot of people just wait till it improves a little bit.
Now, fishing pressure can be thick in some places, but that's not necessarily the case on the stocking day, according to Shingleton.
A lot of times when we stock, you know, we always hear the complaint that a couple days after we stocked, there's no fish left in that stream or area that we've stocked, and very often, and most anglers will tell you that a lot of times on the day we stock, the fish will not bite. They just don't bite. So if they have a couple days in there, they get dispersed.
Now, those that are not caught early move on to other parts of the stream. Shingleton says the shock of the stock does not make them real interested in biting right away.
Right now, the water temperature's in the mid-low 30s, and that's quite a change from our hatchery water, which is spring water, and which is, you know, in the mid-50s, typically. So they're being put into colder water, which you know, throws them off their feeding. Also, when we have rain or snow this time of year, that's running into the streams. The ground saturated runs directly into the streams. It has a pH of about 4, and when it hits the streams, it lowers the stream pH, and that also knocks the trout off of their feeding habits.
You can check the DNR's trout stocking hotline daily at 558-3399. Or on the web at wvdnr.gov for the daily stockings running through May. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.